I'm sorry, Red.
Okay, Red. Oh, okay.
We're on?
Yes.
Good night. Okay. Tides and Knockout, you must admit, with every housewife, it's really a hit. Keep those linens sparkling white. Tides the champion, get a box tonight.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Comes time to introduce the man you voted as your favorite. Procter & Gamble would say, our clown will tide you over. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer would use three little words and say, our own Richard Red Skelton.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Skelton.
Oh, Mr. Fred, why is it you applaud every time you see me?
Well, I can't help myself, Mr. Skelton. I just want to show you how much I do appreciate working for
you. Well, you don't have to applaud. Getting on your knees and licking my hands is proof enough.
Oh, I just get carried away. Yeah. After all, not everybody can be Red Skelton's houseboy.
Oh?
Most boys have too much pride.
Now, let's see. What have I got to do today? I got to read Gene Fowler's story about Damon Runyon and Collier's. And, hey, where's that little Quick magazine?
It's right here. Say, there's an interesting article about moving the White House in case of an emergency.
Really?
Yeah, I wonder where they'll move it.
Oh, probably Missouri. See, because most of the government employees in Washington are getting a little homesick. Let you work on it a minute. Oh, my. Hey, where's my blue suit?
Rod O'Connor's got it.
What?
Now, Dimples, watch
Don't
your
call
temper.
Call me Dimples.
It's bad for your blood pressure.
Yeah, look, who's talking about blood pressure? A guy without any blood.
Well, you can't have everything.
Who?
No, yeah. Nobody in my family had blood.
Really?
No, that's why we thought it was so wonderful when my father got a job as a teller in the blood bank. Mm-hmm. They finally put him in jail, though, for embezzling plasma.
Mm-hmm. I'll put you back in school to learn how to read. We'll see who's at the door.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir, either. Just call me whatever one else does.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't brought up that way.
Yeah. Look, if that kind of language is good enough for the president, it's good enough for you.
Howdy, Mr. Connor.
Hey, what are you doing wearing my blue suit? Well, you can see this story wasn't written for this guy. What is that, a test pattern for television? Or
well, I'll take good care of it.
You will, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bet. Like the last time when you borrowed my suspenders.
What's wrong? Did they fit you when you got them back?
If I remember correctly, everybody thought my tailor had died because my pants were at half mast. Now, about my suit.
Well, look, I've got a job as a census taker, and I've got to look good.
Oh?
And you can help me out.
How?
Come to the front door, and I'll try the routine on you. You be the housewife.
Okay. Come in.
Good day. I'm the census taker. Are you the lady of the house?
No, I always look this way after I rinse out a few things.
May I come in?
Yes.
I have a few questions to ask for the Census Bureau.
Oh, really?
Do you own your own home?
Yes, me and the Bank of America.
Do you own your own car?
Yeah, me and the Bank of America.
Own your own furniture?
Yes, me and the Bank of America.
When did you first come to California?
When I heard about the Bank of America.
Now, that's okay. Now I'm pretty confident about the questions. Let's go out and tackle some real people.
Okay, wait till I get my football helmet. You mean I can really go with you?
Mm-hmm.
There was a brilliant line, wasn't it, huh? Wait till I get my football helmet. You mean I can really go with you? I'd love to, because I'm a nosy little Dickens. I even know that the Four Knights is going to sing Sitting by the Window.
Sitting by the window, watching the raindrops fall. Thinking of you, darling, hoping that you will call.
means each little raindrop
spells your name on my window pane.
I'm sitting by the window just like we used to do.
Empty chair beside me, darling, how I miss you.
Although the rain stopped falling, my windowsill never dries.
There's still a pitter-patter of teardrops
from my eyes.
There's still a pitter-patter of teardrops.
Making wash day miracles is Tide's business. And here's the latest, greatest Tide miracle of all. Now, Procter & Gamble's Tide promises you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. Think of it, clean clothes without rinsing. Here's how Tide works this new miracle. Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps that dirt suspended in the sudsy wash water. When you've wrung out the water, you've wrung out the dirt too. Clothes go straight from the wringer or spin dryer to the wash line, fresh, clean, and white. They dry soft and fluffy. They iron easily. They smell sweet and clean. And I mean clean. You're all familiar with how clean Tide gets clothes with rinsing. Actually cleaner than any other washing product known, bar none. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. Why, your clothes will be unbelievably bright and white and fresh. And you'll save time and work. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Good evening.
How are you?
Is my daughter Sarah here?
No, Mr. Churchill. She's on the Jack Benny program today.
I thought this was the Jack Benny program. I heard laughter here.
I guarantee we didn't rehearse it that way.
Well, come on, let's start taking the census. Come
okay,
on,
you take this first place and I'll watch.
Okay, I'll show you how it's done, boy.
Yeah, buddy, what's the trouble?
What's this, the Mickey Cohen fan club? Howdy, it's census taking time again.
And exactly what is a census?
I'm glad you asked that question. I am really glad. Otherwise, we could never use that line for another 10 years. I'm glad you asked.
What do you mean it's census time again?
Well, you see, that's when they count the people to see how many they are in the country. And it better come out less than the federal payroll or somebody's going to lose their job.
Okay, so what do you want to know, Mac?
Well, how many people live here?
9 out of 10, it's a hospital.
Well, how'd you make out?
Not so good. You take this house. I'll go with you.
Howdy, gents.
Well, Polly the Panhandler, I didn't know you lived here.
Oh, not so loud. I don't. But the back window was open, and I thought I'd crawl in and cop a snooze. Say, you wouldn't happen to have some peanut butter on you, would you? No. My lower plate is a-slipping.
You mean you have a lower plate wobble?
Youngster, I just wobble all over. When I walk, I look like a dish of Jell-O with a wanderlust.
Say, where's that moth-eaten fur coat you always wear?
Oh, it's at the vet's. Last night it come down with distemper.
Say, what are you feeding the moths while it's gone?
Polly, I'm taking the census, and I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, you mean you're not going to shine a light in my face and use a blackjack on me? Oh, this is putting me at a disadvantage.
Now, where were you born?
Oh, I'm a real Hollywood baby. Yeah, I was born at Santa Anita. You should see my baby pictures. They're all photo finishes.
Tell me, how come you were born at the racetrack? Were you a premature baby?
No, it was a 6-furlong event. Say, you don't happen to have an old air wick on you, would you? I gotta smoke something.
Why don't you smoke cigarettes?
Oh, cigarettes are bad for my back. It nearly kills me stooping over to pick them up.
Oh, ask her some questions, Rob.
Well, Polly, how old are you?
I'm 35.
We didn't ask you the speed limit.
I'm 35. I'm going on 36.
Well, how many years has this been going on?
Now, don't let my looks fool you. My hair is just prematurely gray. You'll notice my mustache is still black. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a little old Dutch cleanser on you, would you? I just noticed my nose needs powdering.
Well, tell me, what's your average income?
Oh, you better check that with the department stores downtown. They got a record of what I shoplifted.
You know, you've really sunk pretty low, haven't you, Polly?
Oh, I sure have. Why, when I was a silent picture star, I owned homes all over the world, from Stromboli to Malibu. Now I live in a sleeping bag in the La Brea tar pit. Say, am I bringing tears to your eyes?
Yeah, that garlic on your breath is pretty strong.
Well, Polly, don't you have any relatives who could help you?
Oh, yeah, I got an uncle who's worth $50,000.
Well, can't you get some of that money?
Only if I capture him dead or alive. Say, do you happen to have an old red crayon on you? My lipstick's all worn off.
We don't have any.
To look at me now, you wouldn't believe that I used to chum around with all the crown heads of Europe.
No kidding.
Were you ever presented in court?
Are you kidding? I was hauled in last night. Well, I got a skedaddle. Tonight's my big night. I'm going to be homecoming queen at the county jail. Well, keep in touch with me, youngster.
Well, you know, you have to give that old gal a lot of credit.
Yeah, she can't afford cash.
Come on, Skelton, let's get going.
Okay, Uncle. Hey, let's do that Bank of America joke again.
You know, it sure is a beautiful day.
Yeah, I guess spring is really here. The smog is turning green. Boy, they're doing a lot of building out here in California these days. Look, they're just starting a new housing project over there. Let's stop and watch them for a minute. Well, they've got it finished. They put these things up with tar paper and spit, you know. Wonder how come it took them so long to put that one up.
This is a Class A construction. Say, one thing about California, though, Red. Every home has a swimming pool.
Yeah, but there's a guy over there that's overdoing it a little. Even the doghouse has a pool in front of it.
Well, I better start taking my senses.
Wait, let him laugh. Remember, we're just stepping on him.
I better start taking my senses. Hey, look who's working at that hot dog stand on the corner.
Yeah?
Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Oh?
Let's go get a hot dog and I'll practice my senses.
I'll wait here. I hear the food is so bad that the flies carry their own bromo cells.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, Clem.
Well, here I am. My singing might not sound good, but it settles my stomach. Step right up, buy your hot dog. Buy them by the litter. They're cheaper, you know. I had one of them a while ago. Had a feather in it. Must have been a bird dog. Every sale here with a hot dog, you get free bus service to Forest Lawn. Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
Sure, don't you remember me, Clem?
Well, let's see, I've seen you someplace.
Oh, yes.
Let me... Oh, I remember. Is she with you, Roberto?
No, I'm Rod O'Connor.
Oh, how stupid of me. And believe me, that's pretty stupid.
Tell me, how long have you had this hot dog stand?
Oh, let's see, it's been, right after my Christmas tree business fell off. Christmas, I opened this thing up. It's been about a year.
Well, how's business?
You're my first customer.
Wouldn't hell like to buy one of these old Christmas trees, would you? I'm still trying to get rid of them. Did you bargain on them?
I'll just have a bottle of pop.
Well, you're at it, get me one, too.
Well, don't you sell pop?
Oh, no. I'm a coffee man, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yep, I drink coffee all day. Let's see, I drink about, it says right here somewhere. I drink about 50 cups a day.
50 cups?
Yeah.
Don't you have any ill effects?
Well, sometimes when I get out in the hot sun, my eyes, the white turns brown and white, brown and white. I sort of perk a little, you know.
You know, Clem, you're awfully close to an idiot.
Oh, I'll move.
I'll bet your mother and father were disappointed that you're such an idiot.
Yes, they had their hearts set on me being a moron, you know.
Clem, I'm taking the census in the neighborhood, and I'd like to have you help me out.
The census?
Yes. Now, the last census was taken 10 years ago.
Oh?
At that time, there were 131,669,275 people living in the United States.
Really?
But now there are a lot more.
Well, don't look at me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I know that. Now, listen, just answer a few questions. What sort of jobs have you worked at during the past 10 years?
Well, I used to bore holes in the lifesavers before the point on my head went blunt, you know. Of course, I did that at the Buick factory, making those holes no fenders. Then I was a male nurse at a cigarette factory.
Yes.
I used to help the doctors cure tobacco. And after that, I was a stand-in for pedestrians on Hollywood Boulevard. Chamber of Commerce, little deal with them, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time you see a car coming and there's no pedestrian across the street, I used to step out and let the boys aim at something, you know. Brings the tourist trade out, yeah. You know.
Look, I don't believe we better count you in the census. I don't think there's a category for you.
Well, I'm usually listed under odds and ends.
Well, I gotta run along.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Over here. I'm over here in front of Dave Rose's house.
Well, come on, let's go ahead and see him.
No, he's got a sign on the front porch that says, "Please do not disturb. Dave Rose and his orchestra are rehearsing the Cry of the Wild Goose."
Tide, the product that gave you the world's cleanest wash day, now gives you the world's easiest wash day. Yes, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can now get a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and then keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. Wring out the water and the dirt goes too. Clothes can go straight from the wringer to the wash line, fresh, white, and clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide gets clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. The results will amaze you. Remember, every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
Hey, Rod, there's a lot of people in the park smogging themselves. Let's go over and take a census over there. What do you say?
Hey, look who's doing his road work in the park.
Who's that?
That punch-drunk fighter, Cauliflower McPug.
Well, you go talk to him. I'm tired of answering the phone for him. Look, I'll go see if I can get somebody to teeter-totter with me.
Hey, Cauliflower, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute, boy. Stand in a neutral corner, will you? They ain't finished counting me out yet. They ain't finished counting me out.
Come on, snap out of it. The fight was last night.
Yeah?
One of these days, you're going to take too many punches.
Not me, boy. Not me. I'm not like them other guys. They hear them bells and birds. Not me, boy.
Answer the phone, will you?
You know, with me, I only take one punch from a guy in the ring, and I figure out his style real quick, Dean, and he never laid a glove on me again. Because after that one punch, I'm flat on my back.
Say, do you do road work through the park every day?
Yeah, I'm training every minute. I wake up with the bird. Of course, that one that's a little late getting up.
Oh, there goes a fire truck.
You been having many fights lately, boy?
No, I heard a fire truck go by.
You heard a fire truck, huh? Mm-hmm. You heard bells, huh? Mm-hmm. Look, boy, let me tell you something. Don't start chasing them until you hear birds, too, believe me. You better lay off of them fights you're hearing bells that bad, will you? Answer that phone, will you?
Oh, you and your birds. There aren't any birds around here. They're still down south.
Well, I'm getting them a short way, by guess. Can't you hear them birds? Can't you hear them?
No, I can't.
You know why?
No.
I'm going to tell you. Them gypsies over there dancing with them tambourines. That's what it is. Throw him a dime. Get rid of them bumblings.
Look, I'm taking the census, and I'd like you to give me a few facts.
You jingling money in your pocket?
Where were you born? Or am I taking too much for granted?
You get... Well, I was born in the Main Street Gym. Mm-hmm. Place run by Dud Porter, you know.
Yeah.
Well, my old man was a rattler, mm-hmm. and my mother was his hairdresser. Well, they always wanted a baby, but they had to be happy with what they got, you know? I'll never forget my first amateur fight. I walked to the center of the ring, and I got a big hand right across the mouth. But my biggest fight, I'll never forget my biggest fight. My old man was really proud of me. I had that other guy really baffled. Oh, boy, I was tricky. He couldn't find me. Couldn't find me in the ring.
Really? Well, where were you?
In the dressing room.
Tell me something. Are you married?
What that?
Are you married?
Yes, I got the greatest little woman in the world. She's responsible for everything I got. Cauliflower ears. Not much of a housekeeper, but boy, she's a lousy cook. She can box, no good boxer. Yes, uh-huh. Did I ever tell you about the time I walked in the center of the ring?
No.
I walked in the center of the ring, and I'm telling you, this is the biggest fight you ever saw in your life, Pete. Mm-hmm. I take off my robe. Men scream, women fainted. I forgot my trunk. That's the night I fought Max Bear. There's your answer, boy. There's your answer. They like them new ones.
Well, here's another question.
What's that?
Have you been a fighter all your life?
I used to be the bouncer down at the old lady's home. Mm-hmm. The old ladies would be down there, and their boys and kids would come in and ask them for money, and I'd have to throw them out. Mm-hmm. Hey, this park is haunted. This place is haunted.
Really?
I just heard a ghost rattle a chain.
I hate to say this, Cauliflower, but I think your brains have been jarred loose.
You think I'm off my rocker? You ought to see some of them rattlers down at that gymnasium. Every time a good-looking girl goes by, they start spinning that revolving door so nobody can get out to see her, you see? Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no revolving door in that gymnasium. They put
on your head. I hear a woodpecker coming. Well, there's the curfew. I'll see you later. I'll see you later, boy. Come on.
Well, I better go get Skelton away from that teeter-totter before he hurts himself.
Well, hello, Rod.
Well, Loreen, where's Junior?
He's in the nursery school across the street. I'm just waiting to take him home.
How long has Junior been in nursery school?
Oh, he just started this morning. And already three teachers have resigned because of shock. Oh, here he comes now. Oh, I wonder why he's out so early.
Hey, you mummy boy, you can start counting your gray hairs because I is back.
Well, aren't you going to speak to Mr. O'Connor?
Well, I didn't think he wanted to be insulted, but if you insist... How are you, fatso? How's the big tub of lard?
Still call him the way you see him, huh, Junior?
That's my best lie! He's doing my best lie!
Junior, what are you doing out of nursery school so early?
Well, I waited and waited for you to come with a bail. So finally, I just broke out. I couldn't wait any longer.
Didn't you like school?
No, I don't like school. And you're going to cut my curls, too.
I will not.
Yes, you is. You got to cut my curls.
Why?
Two widow boys offered to buy me ice cream sodas today.
Did you like school?
Oh, it's all right, but who wants to grow up to be a bead stringer? Cutting paper dolls and singing songs, but what's wrong with a good course in prevention of a hot foot? What's that? A current prevention of hot foot. Something useful, you know.
Well, tell me, Junior, what did you do your first day in school? I'll add it to my census report.
Well, the teacher made us get up and tell us our names. See, well, I was afraid to give him a right name because she might look up me records and put me in solitary, see? So I gave her another name.
Uh-oh. What name did you give?
Mickey Corn Jr.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Did the teacher believe you?
Well, I don't know, but from then on, she kept peeking at me from under the waste paper basket. No, I know.
Now tell me, what else took place in school?
Didn't she ask?
And
what...
I want the truth now.
Okay, she asked what the kids' mummies and puppies did, see? So I told her that me pop has been out of work ever since probation, see? That when they closed his speakeasy, he ain't had work since.
Junior!
Well, don't interrupt. I'm getting around to you now.
Well, I hope you didn't say anything like that about me.
No, I told him you spend all your time at home.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I said there was no need for you to go out of the house when your bookie joint was right there on the shelf.
Bookie joint.
Oh, no. Did you hear where Norton nosed out citation?
That nag one? Oh, I'll never be able to cover all those baskets.
See?
Oh, Junior!
And another thing, they asked me where I was born. See, and I was ashamed to say in the hospital they think I was a sissy.
Well, where'd you say you were born?
Yankee Stadium.
Junior, how could you humiliate me this way?
Oh.
I worked and slaved for you. I've suffered when you've been sick.
Oh, somebody throw her an Oscar, will you, before you...
Loreen, you shouldn't let the kid get you down. You know he doesn't mean anything he says.
Oh, you dreamer, you. Well, listen, when I left the nursery, I heard on the radio that there's a ferocious tiger escaped from the zoo, and he's prowling around here in the park.
Oh, now, Junior, you don't expect us to fall for that.
Well, have it your way, kiddo, but the smart money says jump in the lake before he gets you.
You can't trick me into jumping into that lake.
There he is in those bushes! Every man for himself! False alarm, kiddo. It was only a dog digging in a gopher.
What put my hands on you?
I'd like to oblige, kiddo, but I got my own end to think of, and I don't need you to help me whip it into shape. I mean that.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye. Now, thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is... Out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in Gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.